Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 11, Self-Reflection. When the day is done and the employees have gone home, where does that leave you, the servant leader? While it is important to take care of your employees and help them grow to succeed, you cannot forget to help yourself grow and pay attention to what you want to gain or achieve. A servant leader has to have a desire to serve not only others, but themselves. Keep a journal. It may sound elementary, but keeping a journal of your goals, desires, progress, and even current projects can not only be therapeutic, but can help you keep track of where you've been, where you are at now, and what you want to reach in the future. It can be a great tool for tracking different ideas, opinions, or general feelings during training or working with employees. Don't be afraid to record any problems or frustrations you may be facing because the goal is to obtain honest self-reflection. Make notes of areas you are doing well in and identify areas in which you think you need more work. While you may be training and teaching others, don't forget to take the time to note your own challenges and achievements. Types
created
of journals.
With free version for non-commercial
handwritten
or
paper
use.
Journals, web blogs, audio journals. Identify your strengths and weaknesses. You spend all day evaluating your employees and future leaders to determine their strengths and skills and what areas they need more help with. But have you ever stopped to evaluate yourself? As a servant leader, it is important for you to identify your own strengths and weaknesses. Of course, you have common leadership traits, but what other strengths do you bring to the table? On the other hand, what are your weaknesses that you need to address? What areas do you need to request help with? A good tool for this exercise is a simple written evaluation of yourself, but you can also use formal job assessments that identify job strengths and weaknesses. And of course, a one-on-one conversation with a colleague can be a real eye-opener. The goal of this exercise is to be honest with ourselves. We cannot gain knowledge or seek help if we do not identify that there is a problem. If there is an area we excel in and identify as a strength,
created with free version for non-commercial use,
skills and share them with others. Identify your needs. A servant leader has the desire to serve their employees and help them in their areas of need. But a leader cannot forget to identify their own needs as well. Sometimes we have to admit when we are in need of something and not be afraid to seek help. You may be a leader, but you are not invincible. Maybe you need more help developing training courses. Maybe you need more help learning computer programs. Or maybe you just need help getting the office organized or in order. Some needs may be more personal, such as a need for personal growth or a need for some time to yourself. Whatever your need turns out to be, it is important to not bury them inside and try to solve them all yourself. Don't be afraid to reach out to others and request help with meeting your own needs. Creating your own goals. As a leader, one of the first exercises you stress to employees is to establish goals for them to work toward. This practice is the same for you. When you begin a new segment at work, whether it is training a group
created
of leaders
with free
or creating
version for non-commercial
a new team to
use.
Work with, you should take the time to create goals of your own to work on. Periodically, check in on these goals to see if you are moving on the right path or identify areas you still need to work toward. Don't be afraid to create long-term goals as well that may take more time to accomplish. When you finish, determine if you can achieve these goals on your own or if you will need help from an outside source to do so. Don't be afraid to reach out to others for help achieving your own goals and desires. Tips for creating your own goals. Make them realistic. Make goals for work and for personal life. Set tentative timelines. Identify if you will need help in certain areas to reach your goals. Case study. Benny and Whitney have just finished with a recent team project and were going over the results. Benny explained how this last project has been a real strain on him and felt like he was running in circles. Whitney asked him if he had any way to relieve or vent his feelings, such as with a journal or notebook. She told Benny that's how she
created
kept track
with free
of her feelings
version for non-commercial
and project
use.
Progress so that it didn't overwhelm her. Whitney then asked Benny if he ever took the time to identify his needs on the project or if he had established any personal goals. Benny admitted that he hadn't and just focused on the team during the time they worked. Whitney told Benny before they started the next group project, she wanted him to take time to identify what goals he wanted for himself and how he was going to reach them. She also asked him to make a list of any strengths or weaknesses he could use during the next project. I want to make sure you focus on yourself as well as our employees, Whitney told him.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.